Today I want to flag up just a number of points to do with Bedikat Chametz that we haven't dealt with already. Rav Eliashiv in the Sefer Ashrei Ha'esh Perek Nun Dalad in Hilchot Pesach, he discusses quite a lot of issues. Want to share some of them with you. Some of them come from that Sefer, some are found in the Shulchan Aruch in any event. The first thing to flag up, of course, is the time for Bedikat Chametz. It's the night leading into Erev Pesach, and the Shulchan Aruch in Sim Taf Lamed Aleph, Sif Aleph, says that it should be Tekef Achai Yitziat HaKochavim, immediately after nightfall, which this year in London is round about 8:50 in the evening. Shouldn't do it earlier, obviously, if you've got young children and they want to do it their own Bedikat Chametz beforehand, then you can do it, but the proper Bedikat Chametz should be done after nightfall. Interesting question comes up: if you live in a block of flats, what about the public areas and the staircases and things like that? They need Bedikat Chametz as well, because you've got a right of use in those areas, and it might be that you've brought some shopping home, whatever, you've dropped a packet of pasta or left a packet of pasta on the stairway or something like that. So this area needs Bedikat Chametz, and everybody who's got lives in the block of flats needs to Bedikat Chametz up till their level. You don't need to go above your level, but up to your level you need to do it. Or what you could do amongst a number of flats, you could appoint one person from several flats or from all the flats to be the shaliach for everybody and to check everywhere. We've mentioned previously about checking the pockets of your clothes. And that appears in the Shulchan Aruch Sim Taf Lamed Gimel Sif Yud Aleph. And there's a concern there, you might have left some chametz in them. Rav Eliashiv says that clothes that have been through the washing machine and you haven't worn them since, then you obviously don't need to do Bedikat Chametz there, because even if there were any crumbs of chametz, they'd have got ruined by the washing machine. What about Sfarim? So some people are makpid to check their Sfarim for crumbs. Rav Eliashiv says, min hadin, it's not necessary to do so, because any crumbs that are there are less than a kazayit. I mean, if you had a crumb that was more than a kazayit inside your sefer, probably wouldn't close. And they're all dirty, they're not nice, you wouldn't come to eat them. But also makes the observation that if you haven't done Bedikat Chametz on your Sfarim, then you should not learn from them or bring them to the table over Pesach in case there is a crumb that finds its way into the food. The Shulchan Aruch in Sim Taf Lamed Gimel Sif Yud says that the Batei Knesset, the shuls, they need Bedikat Chametz, because children and indeed adults as well bring chametz in and leave it around. The Mishnah Berurah in Sif Katan Mem Gimel says that Bedikat Chametz should be done with a bracha by the Gabbai. The Aruch HaShulchan in Sif Yud Bet says you shouldn't make a bracha. Why not? Because according to Tosfot, the reason for doing Bedikat Chametz is because of Bal Yerah Bal Yematzeh. There's any chametz that's left there, you'll transgress on owning it. But the chametz in the shul doesn't belong to anybody. We're just worried that there's half a strudel biscuit somewhere which somebody might eat over Pesach or something like that. But it's not an issue of Bal Yerah Bal Yematzeh, so therefore the bracha shouldn't be said. Rav Eliashiv was the opinion to follow the Mishnah Berurah to say the bracha. Rav Vosner in Kovetz Mibet HaLevi, he says it's best that whoever's doing the Bedikat Chametz should do it after they've done their Bedikah at home, say the bracha at home, and having in mind they're also going to do Bedikat Chametz in the shul, and then go to the shul and do the Bedikat Chametz. It's the responsibility of the Gabbai or the president or whoever it is in the shul to make sure that Bedikat Chametz is done. What about if you're staying in a hotel for Pesach? So obviously you don't have to do Bedikat Chametz on the whole hotel. That's the responsibility of the hotel management. But your room, you've rented out your room, and you need to do Bedikat Chametz there. Rav Eliashiv discusses the case if you're in a non-Jewish hotel and there's a mini bar there which has got chametz drinks and foods in it. What do you do about that? So he says, things they don't belong to you yet until you've taken them out, so then you don't need to do chametz there, bearing in mind that also you haven't actually rented the mini bar. What if a person's ill in hospital on the night of Erev Pesach? They do need to do Bedikat Chametz in their drawer next to their bed and on top of their bed, if they can get under their bed as well, because there might be some chametz which has fallen fallen there, but they shouldn't say a bracha. Sometimes you'll have an onen, person who's just lost a close relative, hasn't buried them. Generally speaking, an onen doesn't fulfill mitzvat asay, positive mitzvot. So what should they do about bedikat chametz? Ideally, they should appoint a shaliach, an agent, somebody to do it on their behalf, and that shaliach will say a bracha as well and do the bedikat chametz. If for whatever reason they can't appoint a shaliach, so then they should do the bedikat chametz themselves, but without a bracha. And final point to flag up is many of the poskim point out, a reminder that bedikat chametz needs to be done on the car. And indeed, many people have lots of chametz in their car. Even if you've only brought the shopping home, there could be a packet of biscuits or pasta that's fallen out of the bag and is in the back of the car. But you wouldn't say a bracha on bedikat chametz on the car. So you should be, why is that? Because you only say bracha on a beit dira, a place which is suitable for living in. So therefore, it could be you've got a person who lives with their parents, and their parents have done bedikat chametz on the house, but they come home late, and they need to do bedikat chametz on their car. So even though they're only doing bedikat chametz on the car, nevertheless, they still wouldn't say a bracha. Ad kan.